You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it is hour number two, 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. And it's time to do our 2025 CCA State of Texas Anglers Rodeo. We just call it the Star Tournament. Real quick, as far as tagged reds go, your Texas Four Dealers Red Tag Division, we have two reds weighed in so far that have been caught. Tag number RE1803 and 1722. One's confirmed, Gary Merchant in Houston. Then we have the Blue Tag Division, and that's Transport Boat, Mercury Coastline Trailer Package, Steve Isaacs, Lake Jackson, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, and Brian Cook caught those. And real quick, moving over to the Regular Fish Division, inshore and offshore, Sheephead right now. The leader in the Sheephead Division is Enrique Rangel of Houston. A 9-pound, 9-ounce sheephead, a gaff top, a 6-pound, 1-ounce by Justin Morrison of Lumberton, and a black drum, an 11-pound, 10-ounce caught by Sue Lee of League City. And the only offshore fish so far on the board, we'll get a new update this week. I'm sure there'll be some show up with the calmer seas. So right now, a cobia, a ling weighing 56 pounds, 15 ounces caught by Danielle Grunewald of Freeport. That was weighed in at Surfside. So there you have it on your star leaderboard update. All right, let's go over to Venice, Louisiana, and check in with our good friend Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what's up with him. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Well, not much. I mean, it's wind backed off a little bit, so you know what helped, because these ripping tides we got right now, I don't need no wind on it. I mean, it's just, oh, well, now it's thundering and lightning. I just peeked outside, so here we go.
I hadn't even looked at radar this morning. It's clean around here.
Let's see what you got over there, man. It's been something.
Oh, yeah, it's to the, there's a couple of right there near you, but most of it's east of you.
Yeah.
And it's moving away. It's moving towards Florida.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Everything's been coming west all week.
Right.
I mean, it's just been crazy. You know, you look at the weather and it shows 20%. Yeah, right. It just, that heat gets to building up and it just gets crazy. But, I mean, I just wish our tide had would change, but it can see it's not going to change very soon, so need to get a new moon in here or something. Because, I mean, you know, I'm having a fish of cork on them trout. I can't catch them. That's the only way I can catch them is with cork.
With a cork rig. Unreal.
Yep. Yeah. And the current's so strong and the wind blowing the opposite direction, you got such a bow in your line that you can't. I mean, even me, I got aggravated Saturday. Thursday, I got so aggravated. I mean, my customers, they couldn't do it at all. And I was trying to catch them, and you had so much slack, you couldn't get the hook in them, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, our tides are, I mean, we're on 2-foot, 2.5-foot tides right now.
Yeah, it's a big swing right now.
Yeah, it's flooding the parking lot at the marina and everything else. It's just crazy. And then Ron Price has got a big operation. He's just across the 4-lane over here from me, and he's got a really good business and got some really good guides that work for him. And
right.
So, yeah, it was Thursday. I mean, about 10:30, he was fishing maybe half a mile from me. He came on the radio. He said, "I quit." He said, "I'm done."
Had enough.
Had enough of this, you know. He said, "It's been a brutal week, I can tell you that."
Yeah, the currents are strong, man.
Oh, man. So, anyhow, one of the guys that fishes for him, and Pete Young. You remember Pete Young? He fished the redfish deal back in the day.
He's a big friend. Name rings a bell.
Yeah, and he's a great guy. Yeah, he helped me last weekend, and I called him yesterday morning. I texted him yesterday morning. I said, "How are you fishing today? I need to get you checked to you." And he said, "Yeah, I'm fishing, but we ain't going till noon." No, well, I said, "All right." He texted back. I hung up. I called him. I said, "What's up with that?" He said, "Well, you know, Ron, he thinks it's going to be a better afternoon bite." I said, "Dude," he said, "don't even say it. I know what you're going to say." Because that outgoing is going to be so hard. The outgoing is going to be twice as hard as that incoming.
Yeah, it's a negative, big old negative pull on the outgoing.
Yeah, and I hadn't heard from him. He was supposed to call me when he come in yesterday and come by and get his check, but he didn't. So I don't think they probably had a very good afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, when was it? Yeah, Thursday. It come in really hard. And we went from a pretty zero negative to a 2.3 or something.
Man, y'all are pulling some tides.
Yeah. And it was supposed to be high tide at, like, I think, 10 o'clock or something like that. And everybody on the reel. Man, I'm glad this tide's coming up to the peak. I looked on my machine, and it showed we had like 20 minutes left of incoming, and it was at 2 point something. I don't remember what exactly it was. Man, I pulled up on the Oyster Reef on a point, and it was just stupid. Because we didn't have but like 2/10 left to go. And it was running so hard, it was unreal. So finally it stopped. I said, "All right, let's get ready. Maybe we can get them going when it turns around a little bit." And the gaff cop turned on, the baby redfish turned on. And we got 6-inch redfish right now, and I don't understand that. I mean, they've had a double spawn. You know, they had to for us to have 6-inch redfish right now. And so we fished long air, and I kind of noticed that, man, it's kind of pulling a little too hard already. And I turned back and looked at the machine, and it was done drop 0.5, and I went, "My God." I said, "This afternoon is going to be stupid." And about 12 o'clock, my customer said, "Cap, I've had enough of this." He said, I'll come back July. I said, I don't blame you. I said, because this is ridiculous. So, yeah. I mean, them poor boys that's throwing live bait, I feel sorry for them.
Because all the garbage.
All that garbage.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't catch, which I generally don't catch many croakers on straight plastic, but I ain't caught a croaker all week, I don't think. I ain't throwed no shrimp. I ain't gift or nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't caught no croaker. But them bull gaffed up right before I was off yesterday, that's why I'm talking about Thursday, and right before we got ready to throw the towel in, I pulled up on one of the best reefs there are. Nobody was on it. Notorious reef. I pulled up there and I stepped up and made a cast. And, man, just as soon as it hit the water, it was gone. You know, I'm talking about ripping. I mean, it ripped line across that water like crazy. And had that lady on the boat. I said, here you go. Get this bull red. I got him hooked up. She got on it and fought it and fought it and fought it. And the current was starting to run a little bit. So that wasn't, you know, that was
that
helping
didn't
that
help.
Fish out.
Yeah.
No, that fish was really throwing a fit. And she said, I don't think I'm going to be able to finish this one. And I said, you sure? No, I don't think I can handle this. I said, all right, let me have it. I got on it, and I just hammered down on it. And it come up, and it was a gaff top, foul hook by the tail.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm talking about 6, 7, 8 pounder. Big one.
Man. You
know, I mean, pulling the drag and all that. You got that forked tail, and I mean, it was
couldn't
just
turn the head on it.
Couldn't turn the head on that big rascal.
He just running away from you the whole time.
Running
that's crazy.
The whole time. Yep. So, other than that, that's what's happening in the Venice. I'm fixing to wrap it up today, and I'm going to come home tomorrow. And,
are you?
Yep. Do the 4th of July deal. Generally, the family comes down for 4th of July, but everybody's got different plans this year, so.
Yeah.
Me and Darlene don't even know what we're going to do. So,
well, just chill out.
Yeah. She said, well, we might just come to Venice. I said, oh, boy.
You ready to get away from there and they're wanting to come over?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready to get away from here. and I generally have a tide chart, you know, for the whole year. And, I didn't get one. I generally get it from, what's up, People's Got the Magazine.
Over here?
Yeah.
Everett Johnson? Everett and Pam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Everett and Pam. And I didn't get one from them this year. And I forgot. So I kind of look ahead on them tides. But
right.
I ain't got a clue when this is going to turn around.
Yeah. Well, have you heard anything about your deer lease in the river bottom there at, might be flooded, huh?
I don't know. Where's the river at?
Well, it's gone down a little bit. It's down to 55,000, 56,000, but, you know, it's, I don't know, 8 or 9 feet above flood stage.
Yeah, but no, they have to be letting out around 90,000 for it to
really
get in there and flood. No. I did see something.
Well, there's a lot of water coming down. A lot of people run out of their houses and, you know, just bad deal.
That's crazy. No, I hadn't even thought about it. I mean, but I know Rusty's a good deal. His ranch up there, you know, on Big Eyes. But he's got to have water coming down Big Eyes to really affect.
Yeah. Him. I got you.
They don't have to. The backwater don't hurt him. So, I'm glad y'all finally got off all that rain. So,
yeah, we're drying out a little.
So, yeah, but man, Dallas just keeps getting hammered up there. So,
well, it rains every day at the Woodlands, and you know at Conroe and Livingston every single day. You know these little.
Yep.
Showers will come in off the Gulf, and then they'll hit that landmass and that hotter temperature, and they just swell up as they move north.
Yep.
Get bigger and bigger.
Swing east, and go right over top of him. So.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess your fishing is a little tough, huh?
Well, not really. It depends on where you go. I mean, the bay's pretty messed up, but it has these fish stacked up. You know, they're just piled up in all the usual spots, the water's not as pretty as we'd like for it to be, but it's good enough to catch them on lures. Get under that fresh water layer and catch them up, man. I mean, you only need three apiece. I mean, hey, go out and get you three apiece, and hey, got my limit, man. Got my limit.
Somebody sent me a deal. And I had my limit 20 minutes of the morning. I went, You throwing croakers and you can't keep a three. I guess he can't catch a limit 20 minutes. Come on.
Hey, I see that all the time. Hey, we were done by 7. Well, I hope you were. If you're on fish, I mean, it don't take, it's only 3 apiece, man.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, we still got to put 15 apiece in the boat, so it takes us a little longer than that. You know,
yeah. If you want meat, you go to Louisiana, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
So, go get you meat.
And you're talking about going a little deeper. That's me. I've had to lengthen my leader up on them corks because of that. But doing that on them oyster reefs, I went through some.
Yeah, if you get a little bit too deep, then you got nightmare. Yep. Everybody's breaking off. I know.
Yep.
All right, Captain. Well, hey, man, somebody wants to call you about coming over to Venice. Give them some info how they can reach you, Mike.
Just give me a call at 832-338-9376.
Yeah, you need to quit being so grippy.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I laughed at that. I said, boy, I hope Jeff Code doesn't see this. Oh, God.
Well, it is what it is, you know.
It is.
I mean, I'm still having fun, so.
Hey, that's all that matters, man.
You got to grab
everybody else. Do your thing, Captain. That's right.
I don't grab about it. Grab about it.
That's it. So. World's full of them. Yep. All right, buddy. Have a good weekend, Mike. See you, man.
Later.
Later. All right. Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. 281-332-6224.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Tiki Island way now. Let's check in with our good friend Captain James Flogg. See what's up with him. Getting out on the water today, Captain?
No, bud. Ain't getting out on the water today.
It's fishing season.
Oh, yep. Yes, it is. No. I had all I wanted. My week's over with, man.
Good for you.
There was a good week till yesterday. And I don't know what happened, buddy, but they let the gates out yesterday. Well, hey, man, I get it. I could quit right now and come back like October the 15th. It wouldn't hurt my feelings none.
I'm with you.
But anyway, and – you know, I've been pretty lucky because where I'm fishing is pretty good. There's a lot of fish there. But you kind of stick out. I mean, you got to have a brain. That's a problem. You sit there, you do something every day. So we leave yesterday. We're a little late. I should have told Mike and them, I said, let's leave at 5:30. And so I met at 5:30. When everybody loads up, I'm looking. I said, man, about 10, 12 minutes late. No big deal. Ain't nobody fishing where I'm fishing. And I'm running. I'm looking. I said, man, I see some lights right there. That's kind of close. I said, but maybe not. Surely there's nobody there. And I keep running. I said, man, I'm telling y'all, there's a boat right there. And there was a boat right there. So it is what it is. I mean, this is a place you wouldn't go. You wouldn't even know you could even get out of the boat. You would think you would jump in 8 foot of water. But
right.
Anyway, so we kind of missed out on that. So then we had to, like, go to work. And it was, I mean, you know, on like Fridays, man, if you don't land on what you got going, if you don't land on them, and you got to move.
Yeah, your odds of having a good day are – fading fast, you, baby.
Dude, we were always talking all kind of trash. Hey, man, these are the same guys that fish with me Friday. Mike and them, they fish with me a lot. I said, hey, man, I'm going to go golf course by 9. It's going to be easy.
Yeah, right.
And I could see them lights, and I said, man, God's going to get me for that. I should be talking no trash.
See the lights.
I ended up getting in at like 3 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah.
And we finally caught them. We caught them. We caught 21 fish, 21 nice trout, and I don't know how many little ones, a bunch. But, man, Mickey, it's just there. You can't get nowhere, dude. You can't. Yesterday, you couldn't. There was no going nowhere. Okay. And I guarantee you, I think where I ended up catching, we caught 4 one place, and then I moved. And we caught one. It looked really good. It was terrible, though. We didn't catch nothing. I caught one, blew one. One of my guys caught some little ones. It was terrible. It looked like you'd catch something. And I said, let's go, man. I got a place. There ought to be some fish there. And it's a terrible spot, too. You don't look like nothing's there. It's terrible. The water's terrible. And they were there. I think we caught 16 right there, 16 or 17 right there. Here we moved. I said, there surely can't be nothing here. And it's terrible, too. The water's hot. It's like noon. I just want to blow my head off. Like, man, I'm ready to go home. And we walked out there. We caught a couple little bitty old black little old trout. And then Ken's fishing with the topwater. Boom, he catches a nice trout. I said, well, there's a couple of nice ones still here. And I was fishing. Yeah. And then Ken's old topwater breaks off, and then he goes out to get it. I was like, where are you going, man? Hey, it was just not good enough to tell him, hey, man, I'll buy you another lure. Let that thing float off. So what can I say? So now Ken's standing in the middle of where we're fishing. And I'm like, man, let's go. It's terrible. But we had fun. Well, but that's what we ended up catching was 21. I was damn glad to catch them, too. You know, because I don't care about six or nine pieces, none of that. It's how many we can catch. But it was tough for me. But, you know, Mickey, I missed, you know, if it's my fault. We don't go early enough. I mean, I know y'all all laugh at me about that stuff. But, man, if you don't row, because that cost me 30 fish right there. We got out of the boat Thursday. And we caught 34 trout, and it was good, dude. I mean, it was like candy from a baby. So I lost all that, but it's my fault. You don't go at the right time, you get what you deserve. I told you.
I've been doing this a long time, and if I have to leave that early to get me a spot to wade somewhere, I'm out. Just hey, stick a fork in me. I'm moving on.
It ain't like the old days, Mickey. We can't. Hey, but we used to get pretty bad on these shoreline. I remember we would each get earlier. I remember getting there one day at like 4:30, and Blaine's trailer wasn't even drifting.
I know.
But you knew if you got to where you were going then, you was fit to catch 60, you know, 3 to 5 pound trout. I mean, you know. But, and it ain't like fishing ain't good everywhere. There were just so many people yesterday, you wasn't going nowhere. You know,
What did I quit fishing weekends 30 years ago?
Yeah.
I couldn't take it anymore. I mean, I was giving all my good stuff away on the weekends.
That's all you do. And it's a lot easier than back in the day now. If somebody runs by you, you just hit mark. And if you got half a brain, you can figure it out. But it's okay. Hey, I'll find some more places. It don't matter. But you just couldn't go nowhere yesterday. I mean, if you missed out on your first operation, and I don't know about the boat fishing. I think fishing in general, yeah, I did. I talked to Kenny one time. I think in general yesterday the bite was a little off.
Yeah.
Because even where I stopped, we caught a bunch of little fish. You could just tell the bottlenose wasn't in there. You could just tell the bite was. It was a little off here tonight. It wasn't near as good as it has been. But it's plenty good. I mean, you know, it was fun. We still had fun. But, you know, some of the water's getting a little bit better, Mickey, than what it was. You know, and it still ain't good. But the stuff down here on my end is still pretty good.
But well, we're catching everything. It's just messed up on top everywhere. It's layering. With these tides we've had coming in underneath that, I mean, it's like everybody I know that they're doing real well, you know, having to fish out of the boat in like 4 to 6 feet of water. Everything's from 2 feet down, you know, on the bottom, or say from the bottom up 2 feet, where that water's layered good. And even the popping cork shrimp guys are having to fish deeper. Croaker guys, well, they're doing their thing, dragging on bottom like they've always done. But tail fishing is pretty much the same way. You can actually, like Hillman was saying yesterday, he could throw it out and just let it sit on the bottom. They'd just pick it up and swim off with it, you know, on tail fishing.
That's how we caught them yesterday, where we actually caught a lot of fish. And, I could have stayed there. We probably could have caught, what'd I tell you, 16 or 17 there. Yeah. We probably could have caught 25. But I was tired of standing there. And it was dead sticking, dude. I mean, it was like man, I know that's a fish. And I just
break out the gulp in the three H jig heads.
Well, it was like that. But you know, when we got over there, that other hellhole, Ken's got a topwater on, and it's terrible. I ain't gonna. Ken loves his topwater, so I don't say nothing. That's it. Boom. I said, hey, that's a pretty good one right there, man. But you know, that might have been the only one we would have caught right there. I don't know. But yeah, and you know, Mickey, my guys all throw different guys can fish yesterday. And you talk about colors. I think the color matters to you. If you think you can catch something on it,
I'm always with you.
Somebody, hey, what'd you throw? What are you throwing? I'm real bad about that because I'm using, in my brain, I want to use something white right now. Oh, man, I got a purple with a chartreuse tail, and he starts crushing them. So, really, it's whatever you think is going to work. If you're on fish. Now, if you're on fish, you don't matter what you're throwing.
Confidence is everything.
Yeah. That's what I just talked to me. I just talked to Cameron. They just made they've had a good trip. They went to Perdido and that compound out there.
Yeah, you showed me that picture yesterday morning. You texted me because he was pulling up to it in the dark. I said, that's
how cool is that, huh?
That's cool. That didn't get any better.
Well, there's
man.
A big compound out there now, man. There's drill ships, there's a lot of targets out there. But he told me, man, the tuna fishing was great on the troll, and I think they've caught. They seen like four blues and caught two, caught a whitey, and they had a crazy thing happen yesterday. They had a blue about 400 come up on the middle of the chain, shoot on the chain. Cameron got away from him. Matt pitched to the fish, and a tuna ate the bait.
Wow!
Like a 70-pound tuna. So I was talking to him when Jace called. They just made bait at this place called Elastic, I think. They were that well, the little rig called well, and they couldn't get no bait. He said, man, what do I do? I said, hell, dude, you just made bait there real easy. You saw, you know, y'all saw about a 400-pounder there yesterday. I'd fish right there. He said, yeah, but I had more targets at well. I said, well, I mean, you got to make a decision. It's fixed to be time to put them out. It's fixed to be daylight, man. But they've had a good trip. They caught a wahoo. I was hoping they'd catch them a sail yesterday, but them deep water rigs, sometimes you don't get no sails.
No.
Sails are inshore. They'd have had them a slam.
But all right. Well,
no big fish. 300.
Let me turn this break, and I'll come right back at you, man.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Hang on, buddy. All right. Well, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. You can bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back, man.
Yo, buddy.
You got as long as you want. Shark Boy is taking a day off. It's his birthday, and he's been running offshore. He's got a day off today. He's going to rest up and get back after it tomorrow.
Man, when I was his age, there wasn't no resting up.
There wasn't no days off, was there?
Hey, you partied all night, and then you still went to work. You kept doing it.
Hey, man, I'd leave for a fishing trip, and the pizza'd still be hot on the table.
Ain't that the truth, buddy? Hey, we go a little bit different, man. It was like, man, I better change clothes. I got to go to work, man.
We were animals.
We were pretty nasty, man. But yeah. See, that what you saw with Steve, and I'm glad you saw that. Of course, you've seen it with me, too, but you saw it with Steve. You know, there ain't no, okay, I'm just going to go do my own deal. You're going to ride around, find new sets of slicks like we used to. You ain't doing none of that, buddy. You're going to fish just what you saw. Structure. I ain't no bass fisherman, but it's turned into like bass fisherman, and it spots.
Well, we went from a massive school bay to just go wherever you want and get all you want to nook and cranny fishing.
That's what it is. And when I talked to Hillman about this, if you set somewhere more than a day, you fish to give it away.
Oh, you done gave it away. I mean, there's so much punching in going on and bird dogging and pot licking, and it's just
I try to be careful about that, but
there's nothing you can do about it, bud.
You can, Mickey. You got to put your guys where
you got to put your guys on fish, and when you do, you're giving your stuff away, and they'll beat you there the next morning.
Well, that's what happened to me yesterday, but there again, my fault. I've been sitting there like a sore thumb, and no matter whether you're boat fishing or
hey,
whatever.
Remember when I bought that big old Hider Sport, and we got to the dock that day, and you told me, you said, man, you and that big new boat, you'd stick out like a sore thumb. We're sitting on the South Shoreline, East Bay, and we could see y'all waiting on the North Shoreline at boat shining.
Hey, I could see that Hider Sport. Look at that, man. Well, it's back then, but we knew everybody, and it was just different. But I talked to my boy Kelly. He's having to go. Kelly's leaving at 4:45 in the morning, simply because it's close to his house.
Yeah.
And they're catching 50, 60 fish a day. Now, they don't keep fish. They just fish. They're catching 50, 60 today. But there's so many people that he said, if you don't leave at 4:45, you ain't fishing nowhere.
Right.
But he lives right there. Like, for me to go do that where they're fishing, I'd have to leave at 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, that, I'd draw the line right there. I got to draw the line right there.
Well, look at freshwater on weekends. I mean, you can multiply our numbers by 10 to what you have to contend with on those lakes up there, you know, all over the state. It's bad, dude.
Man, see, I ain't never done that, so I don't know.
You don't want to.
I just know Saturdays, I listen to Charlie and them. I said, man, I don't know how y'all do it. I ain't done it. I can't do it. I'm not doing it. I got to take a little break because it's...
a lot of guides are in catch-up mode because they lost so many trips due to weather all spring, and they're having to fish weekends and catch up. But, I mean, once you cancel it, I mean, it's gone. You're not getting it back. I don't care how hard you work. You just take the good with the bad in this line of work. That's what I...
Yeah, that's why you can't make your money. We make a
I just told my wife, I said, I can't fight this on the weekends anymore, and I work way too hard. I said, if I can't make a living working 5 days a week, I'll find something else to do.
Well, and you're right, and I learned that from you, but it's a point of no return.
You start
rolling out them days like that. Now you start tearing a bunch of stuff up and you start going backwards. And I'm blessed. Hey, I really am. I'm blessed with, I got plenty of custard with my guys been with me for years. I can get away with that. I can say, okay, we're fishing Monday through Friday and that's it. And, you know, but if you don't have a good clientele or a lot of people, you know, if you can't fill them weekdays up, I understand it, but me and you done this for a long, long time. We deserve the right not to be able to have to do it. I earned
how many right. How many guides do you think there are in Galveston Bay now?
That actually go fishing?
Well, I mean, just in general. I mean, all of them that have their license and fish here and there. You know, I know they don't fish every day like the full-timers do and everything.
I would guess around 300. Does that sound right?
I think it was that 10 years ago. I think it's way more than that now.
Well, Hillman's got to ask about that. He knows a lot of people. Me, I don't like nobody, and I don't know nobody.
Man, I just don't know who anybody is anymore. I feel bad because I've been around for so long, but I can't keep up with it.
I don't know. Hillman told me something about some guy the other day. I said, who's that? And then my neighbor, right here, Bob, my neighbor, he said, you know a guy named David, whatever his name was? I said, no. Well, he's a guide. Well,
who isn't? That's what I tell him now. I said, well, who isn't a guide now in Galveston?
He said, he's the guide, but the guide was in the boat with Croker. One of his guys was waiting with Croker. And one of his guys was standing out there with a lure. I said, did they catch anything, Bob? Man.
They had it covered.
He said, I think they caught two. I said, two? I said, no, I don't know. Two? I said, Bob, I'm not lowering my lift down for two fish.
No.
It's just different, buddy, than when me and you are doing it. When you was out here grinding with us, it's a... Hey, my hat's off to Blaine. He ain't no spring chicken. He's still out there fighting it. I don't know how he does it.
He does.
Doing what he does. You know, I actually like what I do. I enjoy my guys. I enjoy fishing lures. You know our drill.
Yeah.
Blaine's actually working. I'm like, man, I don't know how in the hell he does.
What did he say? He had one of them step deals on him, you know, the step meters, and he went over 6,000 steps in one fishing trip in a 24-foot boat.
Hey, I was going to call Blaine. So you need to get
I said, what are you, dancing up, like dude? Mike Iaconelli every time you get a fish on?
Oh,
you ever
man,
watch them bass guides, man? I've never seen so many moves and leg bends and squat downs and jumping around and with a little 3-pound bass on, you think they got a blue marlin on the way they're working around the boat. I mean, that's all for show, man, on video. I just laugh at that. I said, are you kidding me?
Hey, there's one fat guy that's got a fishing show. He don't look fat, but he's fat. And by the time he gets to getting his bass and laying on the front of the boat upside down trying to get him, scoop him up, hey, he's out of breath. He can't even stand up to show you his fish.
Yeah, that's like, bad boys can't breathe as good. We got all that gut pushing on them lungs, man.
No, dude, he ain't like, you're not like that. That's me, y'all mixing a salad, dude, or something.
Call me fat boy, but call me.
Oh, man, yeah, I was thinking about Blaine. I was listening to him. That was good to hear him on the radio. I couldn't do what he does.
He does it. Travis Leach didn't nickname him the animal for nothing.
He's something else, man. He can't stop, won't stop. And you and him are the same age, aren't you? You're like 6 months older than Blaine.
Yeah, no, I'm December. He's March. I'm about 3 months older than him.
3 months. But man, I ran into Maurice the other day by itself. You talk about inspiration. I'm like,
Maurice, man, that guy's just he's. I think he's been hanging out with Ray Stanley up there on the SJR. He's in the Fountain of Youth somewhere.
He's just a different cat.
Ever Eddie Bunnies, man. They just keep on ticking. Blaine just texted me. He said, I'm listening in to you and James. He said, hey, man, you got to do what you got to do. The tough get tougher.
hey, that's the truth. Hey, the
mood.
Blaine or they die. One of the two. Hey, but I'm thinking about that the other day. I'd much rather die out there in my boat and die in some hospital bed all messed up. I just seen drop dead. That's what me and Maurice were talking about.
Hey, I just got a text or a message from Dillman. He said guide license sales in 2024 statewide was 1,683.
That's statewide?
Yeah.
That's for the lakes and everything, too, or just...
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether that's salt water or... No, that's got to be just salt water.
Yeah, you would think...
I mean, statewide, it's got to be way more than that. But he said, for your information, I don't know many of them anymore either, as far as guides, he said.
No, I don't know. I know my guys, and I don't know... I don't know nobody. I mean, man, I got me a fiddler crab going across the ground right here.
Oh, that's good sheephead bait. You can win the star with that fiddler.
You can win the star with that fiddler.
Put that fiddler on and drop him next to them barnacles. Get you a sheep.
But, you know, I was thinking about that. We live by 5 million people, so I guess, you know.
Well, yeah.
But I don't know how you can make a living nowadays. If I had to start, if you were starting right now, unless you're doing what Sharky does, if you had to start right now and try to build a clientele, the pie is so small. Just that you're doing what you and I do, I don't think you can make a living. I don't even think you can make a living. I don't think you could justify doing it. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I don't think so. I mean, you got to, you know, you and I, you, especially back in the day, you didn't even answer your phone because you were booked for the year. You didn't even worry about it. And I was, you know, finally, down the road, I got the same way. And luckily, all my guys ain't dead. And the ones that are dead, their kids are going with me. So I still got a few that still go with me.
David clarified that. Dillman did. He said it's that's for all water licenses, which is salt water. You know how on your guide license it says all water?
Right.
1,683.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot. But, you know, with the way they got those stupid limit things are, even though there's so many people, just like yesterday. But it's a catch-22 because you put that many people in there messing everything up. Well, nobody's probably catching much of nothing. The bite was slow anyway. And even if you do get your old six-piece, you ain't put no dent nothing. You ain't hurt nothing.
But you know, Blaine, he's on them too. He's been pounding on them. He's got him a little niche working, and he said, if it makes anybody feel better, the bite was not good yesterday.
I'm telling you, I didn't blame that man.
He said he had everything you could throw at him, and we caught fish, but it was not what I would call good.
100%. That's the same thing I saw, Mickey. Hey, look, where I've been fishing, these bottlenose show up. Now, Friday, we caught all them fish. There was no bottlenose. So Monday, the bottles show up. I may have told you this on the radio. Not a few bottles, like a family of them, like 8 or 9. And they're there every day. They eat their breakfast. So there's some days that I won't go. I'll let them eat their breakfast, and then I'll go in behind them.
Right.
Yesterday, not one. Not one. So it wasn't breakfast time for them bottlenose. They weren't even there. You could just tell, man, like, there ain't nothing happening, man.
Baits down, no slicks, no dolphin, no nothing.
It was dead. The only reason we caught anything is I went to a place that's got a million fish, and it's a real small spot. I said, we're going to catch anything, we'll catch them right here.
Right.
And there was. There's a bunch of them there, and that's the only reason we caught anything. You'd have took them same fish and spread them out over a regular reef somewhere, you probably would have caught two.
Yeah.
You just bunched them up in one spot. But, yeah, you could just tell it was different yesterday, for sure.
Man.
Joe Blaine, he knows, man. Is he fishing today?
I'm sure he is. He's up and at him. You know, fire mood.
Dude, so he's driving in the morning. He's driving the boys to get his stuff and then driving back to Thompson's.
Oh, yeah. He's a grinder.
Man.
They hadn't been able to keep any bait alive up our way because it's so fresh, you know?
Right. I guess.
Well, Blaine, if he's going to fish with it, he's going to get the best you can get. He's going to get quality bait.
Oh, he's going to get the best and the most. He'll put as many shrimp in there as that cooler. Oh, without a doubt. Hey, remember the day he used to have that trash can?
Remember that garbage can with the aerator on it and everything in the back of his boat?
How many quarts you get, Blaine? So I got five. And I didn't get but three, and I felt bad. Five. Next day I get five. How many quarts you get, Blaine? I got six. I'm like, man.
Jerry Crawley was making a killing off of us.
But Darryl had a pretty good system. Remember that box Darryl made?
He had the baffles in it where it wouldn't slosh, and then he had the netting in there where the shrimp could cling to it, and they wouldn't swim around and kill themselves.
Exactly. It was a good system.
Yeah, Darryl, you know. Oh, Darryl.
He built that, you know, because he was a trim carter. He knew how to build it.
Oh, Darryl, he's jack of all trades, master of none.
Hey, then when you started running out of shrimp in that big trash can thing Blaine had, you couldn't hardly catch them. So then you had to start letting some of the water dump it out so you could get your old shrimp because you'd run out. Hey, we'd use four quarts back in the day, wouldn't we?
I'm telling you, buddy.
Easy.
I remember that time when I caught, remember on Sunwell number two, before I started guiding, I had a buddy that worked with me in the parts business, and he had been bugging me for years to take him fishing. We both had the same day off, and I borrowed old Killer's boat it was brand new, 77 model Lamar. And
that was not the snub nose, that was his Lancer.
No, that was the Lancer, man. You know, the Maurice rig.
Right.
So we slided on in there. Jerry goes, how many quarts y'all want this morning, Mick? I said, give us 8 quarts. 8 quarts? I said, yeah, we're going meat haul, man. I got to make some money today. So we head straight to Sunwell number two, and popping corks never stopped going under. It was, we ran out of bait. And I looked down, I said, every cooler's full and the whole bottom of the boat's full of fish. And a storm was coming up the channel from out in the Gulf through the jetties. I said, let's run on in and dump these fish off, ice them all down, and wait this storm out. We'll get some more and go back out. Well, at dark 30 that night, we pulled in with another boatload of fish, another 8 quarts of shrimp. We went through 16 quarts of shrimp that day, two of us now. And we had 863 trout total.
863. Off of one
whale. I stayed up all night gutting and gilling those fish, and the next morning I took them to Dusty's Fishnet Restaurant and sold them. I think I made, $1,800-something, one check. That was a lot of money in 77, buddy. Heck with guidance.
Gosh, hey, that's one whale, 800.
One whale, Sunwell number two. You remember number two?
I remember Sunwell number two. You bet.
And every one of them were cookie cutters, 2 and 3 pounders. No big ones, no little ones. They were all the same. It looked like clones.
Man, I never caught that many. That's getting it right there. I don't know what my high mark is.
That was the best ever for me. That's my personal record forever. But that was in 77.
Gosh, dog. Remember, I think that was the same year when it froze, Mickey, in 77. They started dredging the channel. Not dredging, crawling it. And the price of trout went down like 20-something cents a pound.
That winter, the netters were catching so many, trout went down to 10 cents a pound.
Gosh, dog.
That's getting it.
There was so many fish.
Yeah, there was.
I remember we fishing behind the nets on Dows and Beasley's. And
remember we'd get there too early. We'd have to wait for them to pull up before we could, you know, start drifting.
That was Doug Crawley that was netting all that stuff over there.
No, it was Robert and James and, you know, Doug Merritt. And there was a few of them out there. That Sammy guy, there was a lot of them, you know.
Yeah, not Doug Crawley. Yeah, Doug Crawley was Jerry's brother.
Yeah, Doug Merritt, man. He used to catch them stovepipes, buddy. He'd set his nets down there on the North Flats down by from Miss May's down to Point Barra. And, buddy... Everything was 8 and 9 and 10 pounds. Giant trout. All they had was 86 quart igloos back then, and they had to bow those trout up inside of them.
Right. Man, crazy. Remember we used to go by how many? You said that you said it too. Hey, man, how many boxes y'all get today, man? We got two boxes, or we got a box.
Yeah, we struggle. We only got two boxes.
Yeah, now somebody's going to tell me about three fish? Come on, man. times have changed, buddy.
Yeah, they have.
I think we'll get some of our good fish back, Mick. Everybody's throwing this old stuff back. It'll just take time.
Yeah, and the quality of fish is going up. I mean, we've only been doing this for a year trying to conserve, and it's only going to get better. Three fish a person. The dolphins are eating more than that.
I'll watch them.
And the sharks and everything. We're just grazing them. And then, you know, throwing all these fish back over 20. Now, this is a critical time of year. You got to watch out and be real careful with them. You know, with this heat and fresh water and everything, it stresses them out real bad.
We floated two yesterday, and it made me.
Yeah, there's going to be some floaters this summer, man, if everybody don't watch it.
Yeah, one that was too small, Mickey. And one that was, he was just a keeper. We wasn't going to keep him. And one of them I caught. And I fooled with that little old fish forever. And I thought he was good. And then he flipped upside down. And I was sad. And then we choked another one. And I'm like, hey, man, we can't, you know. But I did it myself. It was, you know, that old dead stick and stuff. If you ain't careful, one will choke it down. And,
oh,
man,
yeah.
Dig it out of there. I did a bad job, but. You know, especially if doing treble hooks and stuff, you gotta be careful. Watch it this time.
I don't even fish with a barb anymore on my jig head. I just mash it down.
It
makes a big difference.
Exactly what you.
I mean, there's so many fish to catch. I mean, if you lose one, a big one, big deal. You got to throw him back anyway. You might as well just choke the barb down. That way, you don't kill any. So,
hey, somebody told me the barb wasn't nothing but to hold your bait on there. It ain't got nothing to do with keeping the fish on there. It was. To keep your bait from falling.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't give him any slack, he's not going to get off.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's right. All right, buddy. All right, James, buddy. I got to run. You have a good weekend. Enjoy yourself.
You too,
throw him out a number. Somebody wants to call you and come down and fish with you, man.
All right, brother. Always appreciate it. 409-771-7306.
All right, tell Cameron to bring me some tile fish. I'm just teasing.
Hey, damn sure go get some tuna.
All right, buddy. We'll see you, man. Later. All right, that's Captain Plog. Time for our top of the hour break, national anthem, and all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.